Today, of course, is the Feast of Pentecost. And in a few moments, as we do each Sunday, we will profess together our faith in the Creed. And in particular, we will profess our faith in the Holy Spirit, whom we will call the Lord and Giver of Life. So I thought we could ponder briefly today on this Feast of the Holy Spirit. What is this life that the Holy Spirit desires to give to us? On one level, we could call what we could call the natural level, the Holy Spirit gives us our human life. He brings us into existence. With the cooperation of our human parents, he creates and infuses an immortal soul. He gives us life in our mother's womb. He's the source, the giver of our human life. But on an even higher level, what we might call the supernatural level, the Holy Spirit desires to give us literally divine life, which is what we mean by the word grace. He raises us to a share in the very life of God. And that ultimately is what we have been created by God for, to be united to Him on earth and for all eternity in heaven. God desires to divinize us, to give us a share in the very life of the Trinity. And this is what the church means when she says that we're all called to be saints, we're all called to holiness. We're all called to this fullness of life that the Holy Spirit desires to give us. And so the Holy Spirit, whom we adore in a particular way on Pentecost Sunday, is at the very center of our life as Christians. He brings us into existence and then, beginning with baptism, raises us to divine life. How important it is then for us to be devoted to the Holy Spirit, for us to open our hearts to Him, to beg Him to fill us with that divine life, to make it grow within us, step by step, stage by stage. And this gift of the Holy Spirit, the primary agent in our salvation, is given to us by Jesus Christ. In the course of his preaching earlier in St. John's Gospel, our Lord invited everyone who was thirsty to come to him, promised he would give them living water. And St. John says the living water that he spoke of was the Holy Spirit. And then in the course of the Last Supper, as we heard recently, he promised to his apostles that he would give them another advocate, the Spirit of Truth. Our Lord Jesus Christ promised that this gift would come from Him. And then, as we heard in the Gospel today, here He is risen from the dead. He appears to His apostles, and He breathes on them in order to give them the Holy Spirit He had promised. In other words, if we want to become saints, if we want to live this fullness of life, we have to open ourselves to Christ, who then will pour into our lives the gift of the Holy Spirit. In that gospel we heard today, the disciples had locked themselves in the upper room, terrified because of what had just happened to their master. But on Easter Sunday, we're told, the risen Lord came and stood in their midst. Jesus came and stood in their midst, and he breathed on them and gave them the Holy Spirit. My friends, that happens for us every time we come here. Every time we gather as a parish family for worship here at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, Jesus Christ comes and stands in our midst. He's present here on the altar in the most blessed sacrament. Hidden, yes, veiled under the appearance of mere bread and wine. But we know that he is there. He makes himself present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. And he stands here in our midst, desiring to give us anew the gift of His Holy Spirit. It's especially when we approach to receive Him in Holy Communion. When we literally take Him into ourselves, no longer is He merely standing in our midst, but He comes into us so that He can breathe into us anew the gift of the Holy Spirit. Holy Communion is the most sacred moment of our life. It's the most powerful way for us to grow in holiness. For it is Christ Himself entering into the depths of our being and breathing His Holy Spirit into our hearts. In other words, if we want that life that the Holy Spirit gives, there's no better way to receive it than by receiving worthily the Holy Eucharist. Our heavenly patron, Saint Gerard, knew this well. It's said that when he was a mere child, he was so filled with a longing to remain in the presence of Christ in the Eucharist, to receive from Him the gift of the Holy Spirit, that he prevailed upon a relative of his who served as the sacristan at the cathedral in the town of Muro. He prevailed upon this relative to give him the keys to the church. And he would sneak out at night, key in hand, and spend the whole night in vigil at the foot of the tabernacle, begging our Eucharistic Lord for the gift of His Holy Spirit. And so let us join St. Gerard today in prayer, begging our Lord Jesus Christ, truly present in the most blessed sacrament, to pour into our hearts anew this day the gift of His Holy Spirit. Let us pray in the words that the Church teaches us. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of Your faithful and kindle in them the fire of Your love. St. Gerard Majella.